a word for you from Amos chapter 4 verse 12. Prepare to meet thy God. That's just part of the verse, but it is the potent part that has been used by preachers through the centuries. Prepare to meet thy God. Originally spoken to God's people, to Israel. But it is true that for every creature, every human being created by God in His image, that is on the way to judgment, God says, prepare. Now we've been looking just briefly at obstacles to hell. God prepares obstacles to prevent us from going to hell, for the Bible says that He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. UNkulunkulu akathokozi
uma umuntu engena esihogweni, ngisho noyedwa. UNkulunkulu uyahlela izithiyo, izikhubekiso, ukukuvimba ukuze ungangeni esihogweni. Esinye isithiyo, iBhayibheli.
Now, the Bible verse we have used today is one of the obstacles, and it is an example of the whole of the Bible. It itself is the major obstacle to prevent you from heading into judgment of condemnation that will cast you into everlasting damnation. The Bible is so full of verses that have spoken to you already.
Musukushukuthi ay angitholi lutho eBhayibhelini. Cha bezikhona isikhathi lapho iBhayibheli lakhuluma kuwe, mhlawumbe iverse elilodwa.
Maybe it's just one verse or part of one verse, like the one that we've read today, that God is using to prevent you from hell. Perhaps it's a warning about a specific sin. Maybe you're in a relationship that you know is wrong. You excuse yourself. Perhaps you even have bluffed yourself to believe, well, God understands. The Lord and I have got an arrangement, and He knows why I'm still doing this thing, why I've got to do it, and why I'm in this relationship. He knows about it. Well, friend, you are bluffing yourself, not God, not even the demons, because they know that you are headed for hell. Take the word of God, believe it, act upon it, for it will save you from eternal damnation.